He shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of the restitution of all things. Now, this is the verse that some of these folk who believe eventually everything and every person will be saved, they use it. Well, it says the times of restitution of all things. Well, the all things here are the all things that are to be the subject of restitution. Paul said, for instance, I have suffered the loss of all things. Now, he didn't mean all things in God's universe. Of course, all the things he had to lose, he lost them. And these are the things that are to be restored. And the Scripture makes it clear that all is not to be. Whom the heaven must receive until the times of the restitution of all things which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Now, he's speaking to these people. And Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Now, they were on the verge of a great judgment. 70 A.D., Titus came, destroyed the city. Thousands of them, it's estimated over 1 million of them, perished, and the rest sold into slavery throughout the Roman Empire. Judgment did come upon these people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Now listen to him. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. How will they be blessed? Unto you first God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you, and turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Now, the thing that happened is just simply this, that he's giving them a final chance to accept the Messiah. This is something that we need to recognize here, that you're in a transition period. And we'll find out a little later on when Paul comes on the scene that by that time, this man called to be an apostle to the Gentiles, that no longer will the Messiah come on the basis of this nation because they've had the opportunity and turned it down. Now, what would have happened is merely speculation had they turned to God. They didn't, and the thing, apparently, according to Peter's working out according to the plan and purpose of God. God is never surprised by what man does.